This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking, that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors including MSME, textile, gems and jewellery, leather goods and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said under the deal no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ne hamesha agriculture aur dairy sectors ko sambhala hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always protected the agriculture and dairy sectors and safeguarded their interests. He has continuously worked to ensure that people in these sectors get a bright future, more opportunities and increased income. In the US trade deal as well, India's sensitive sectors, especially agriculture and dairy, have been protected.
Unko sanrakshit kiya gaya hai.
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Mr. Goyal in the media briefing informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. Commerce and Industry Minister also criticized leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and other opposition leaders for allegedly misleading and creating confusion among the people regarding the deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said the pact reflects that the world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA parliamentary party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Diane Kuriakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan from CPIM. The House yesterday witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The discussion remained inconclusive. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met MPs from Telugu Desam Party and the Yuvajana Shramika Rithu Congress Party YSRCP at his office in the Parliament House. In social media posts, Mr. Birla said that engaging with the members to understand their issues, discussing the expansion of facilities for MPs and exploring ways to enhance the participation of every member in our democratic processes is always enriching and energizing. Government has issued show-cause notices to edible oil companies for non-compliance with the Vegetable Oil Products Production and Availability Regulation Amendment Order 2025 VOPPA Order. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that the amended order mandates compulsory registration of all manufacturers, processors, blenders and repackers of edible oils on the National Single Window System and the VOPPA portal. It further said that under the order, all registered entities are required to file monthly returns covering production, stocks, imports, dispatches and sales of various edible products. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 7 wickets at Vadodara in Gujarat last night. Chasing the target of 169 runs, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Earlier put into bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 168 runs, losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The winner of this match will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.